Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, DontPerish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, bringing you a refuting today of a sermon that was done by Jesse Herr from Living Faith Christian Fellowship in the summer of 2019. He did a sermon. He actually named me by name. And the reason I want to do a refuting of this is I've had a large testing up about Living Faith Christian Fellowship, Mark Bull and Jesse Herr, for years. They refused to give a written answer to the many, many call-outs where we show they're in heresy, they're in sin, cult-like ways with their false gospel, their heretical contract. And so the reason I want to do a refuting this sermon is Jesse, again, calls me out by name, and then he basically neglects many of the points on the testing. He neglected almost all of them. And even the points that he takes up, he really twists, smears, and lies. And I want to cover that. And I'm going to go through his sermon line by line, using his own words, and help you walk through, see the truth, and see why Living Faith Christian Fellowship, Mark Mullen, Jesse Herr, they're not in the truth. The more they talk, the more they dig a hole for themselves. It's pretty sad. So let's go through this so we can get at the truth.
Don't you know you're looking like a fool up there? This is all just a one-man show. Don't you realize it?
Okay, so right there, Jesse starts out his sermon. He's talking about Moses. He's talking about Aaron and them holding up Moses' arms. And you heard him say the term one-man show. Let me set the table for you. Jesse and I had text back and forth, and I asked him to do a line-by-line refuting, written refuting of the testing, and send it to me so that I could look at it, and then we could figure out a way that we all could meet and talk about it. Well, he refuses to do that. You'll hear him later say it's not worthy of his time to do that. And some of the issues that were brought up is the unbiblical gospel. He won't even cover that. Mark being the one man lording over, one bishop in control, when that was never the model in the New Testament body. Well, Jesse smears what I said about one man shows, and you'll see how he's doing it, twisting it. So that was a couple of topics that were brought up, and we'll go through the other one. So here he says Moses was a one-man show. Folks, let's lay the context. Moses was a prophet called of God, speaking directly to God. Of course, Moses was acting with authority and the truth of God. The example and the context of the problem we have is, fast forward to Living Faith Christian Fellowship. They claim to be a New Testament body. They claim to be following the apostolic ways, not Moses' time, not times of the prophets. And the New Testament body is always shown to have multiple elders in each local area, each local body, not one bishop lording over. I have a whole article on that, have a video, 18-minute teaching on it. Mark Bullen can't give an answer, Jesse can't give an answer for one man running the New Testament body. It was always multiple elders with deacons and all the men participating. Mark calls himself the chairman of the board of the body of Christ. That's heretical. That's sinful. Jesse doesn't address it. He just says, well, Moses was a one-man show. Well, in context, that has nothing to do with the model of the New Testament body that God has set up. So let's keep going.
What are you anyway? Are you just Moses' yes man up there? Just whatever he says? You're out there to serve him.
Okay, so right there he brings up another point. He says, Moses, yes man. That was another issue that came up. I told Jesse that he acts as a yes man for Mark. Here he twists it out of context. Moses getting direct revelation from God, who wouldn't be a yes man to Moses, right? Mark Bullen is not Moses. He's not a prophet. He's not getting revelation directly from God. Jesse, you need to learn how to teach the word in context. When I say yes, man, it doesn't mean, oh, it's good to agree with someone if they're right. A yes man is notoriously known as someone who is a people pleaser, someone who compromises, someone who goes along with their leader just to get along. And I say that's Jesse Herr. The reason I say that is, no matter what Mark does, apparently Jesse agrees with it. Mark offered $1,000 for people to debate him. I guess Jesse agreed with that. Mark came up with a heretical contract that you must sign to have communion there. I guess Jesse said yes to that. Mark teaches you have to be in a building on Sunday and have a bishop over you and be a member in a New Testament local body for salvation. I guess Jesse said yes to that. You see my point? Jesse's a yes man for all the wrong reasons. Of course we would say yes to Moses. Terrible context, Jesse. Again, you need to learn how to study in context. A yes man in your context is a bad thing because you approve of Mark's sin and heresy. The men agreeing with Moses were agreeing with God. Let's keep going.
It's all going into a one-man show. David's that one man.
All right, so once again, now he's using David as an example as a one-man show. Again, context, David was a man after God's own heart. David was anointed by God. David was king of Israel. David was getting direct revelation from God and writing down scripture for us today. That's not Mark Bullen. Mark Bullen is running a one-man New Testament body when there's supposed to be multiple elders in every local body. Every time Apostle Paul talked about multiple elder or talked about leadership, he talked about multiple elders. Look up Titus 1 and he says, appoint multiple elders in every city. Mark Bullen and Jesse can't give an answer to that. So again, terrible context. David was a one-man show. Mark Bullen, it should not be so. Let's keep going. Yeah, let me read a scripture verse to you about elders. 1 Timothy 1:5, for this cause I left thee in Crete, that thou should set in order the things that are wanting and ordain elders in every city as I had appointed thee. It doesn't say ordain a bishop, as Mark Bullen acts, one lording over bishop. Let's go on.
Sought and accomplished. Move over to 2 Chronicles chapter 18. David has some years of running, fleeing from Saul. We'll get to that after a little bit. But right now, we're years later.
All right, so there Jesse was talking about David, and he made the comment, I think it was right before that clip, that he's happy just being in a supporting role, not leading. And hey, there's no problem with that. That's a wonderful thing, to be a supporting role to other people. Men stood and lifted up Moses' arms. Again, the context is Mark is usurping authority. Mark wears a little black suit with a little white collar. He's a diatrophes, 3 John 9. He wants the preeminence. Mark calls himself chairman of the board. Mark says he's the guy that's in charge. This is not the model of the New Testament body. Okay, that's the main point here. We're going to move on now to our next topic that Jesse talks about, that him and I talked about, feminism and the LFCF women. Well, let me set the table. So Mark's wife approached me and my wife in Walmart, invited us to church. And when I told her, nope, your body's not biblical, it's heretical, I have a testing on it, she refuted and contended with me right in Walmart. Now, Jesse is going to, him and I talked about that via text. Jesse here, about minute 19:33, is going to come out and say that a woman can go to a man and give man information, and he's going to use a really lame Old Testament example, then we're going to compare it to the new. Let's do that.
That was very great. He had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing sheep in Carmel. Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail. She was a woman of good understanding, of a beautiful countenance. But the man was churlish and evil in his doings, and he was of the house of Caleb. And David heard in the wilderness that Nabal did shear his sheep. David sent out 10.
Okay, so let's stop right there. So he brings up Abigail, and we're going to fast forward to minute 24:21, and he starts to talk about, can a woman bring a man advice? Mark's wife has been known to text other men and rebuke them and give them counsel. All right. Jesse's daughter sent a letter to a woman, older woman. Jesse's daughter's a teenage girl, teenage young lady. She sent a letter to an older woman rebuking her for leaving to go be with her husband, who's also a believer. So she left LFCF to go be with her husband, who's a believer. And this young girl, Jesse's daughter, rebuked her and told her she's leaving the faith. This is the kind of feminism that goes on at LFCF. Not only is that heretical, so they're passing down their church model, program model, building-centered Sunday worship, have a bishop over you for salvation, which is heresy. But now this young girl can act as a feminist and tell another older woman she shouldn't go be with her husband, when the hypocrisy is both Mark Bullen and Jesse Hare left bodies in the past, Baptist and Mennonite bodies, to go off and do their own thing, and their wives followed them. That young girl's mother followed her dad to go do what he decided to do. Yet she's telling an older woman that she should reject her husband and stay at LFCF. Do you see the hypocrisy here? This is why I'm calling this out. Serious, serious sin and hypocrisy. Let's get to Jesse's terrible defense of feminism.
Causeless, or that my Lord hath avenged himself. But when the Lord shall have dealt well with my Lord, then remember thine handmaid. And David said to Abigail, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which sent thee this day to meet me. And blessed be thy advice, and blessed be thou, which hast kept me this day from coming to shed blood, and from avenging myself with mine own hand. Yeah, David had a reputation. Abigail had heard about what he had been doing. Abigail seemed to understand that he was in line for the throne, that he had been fighting the Lord's battles. Nabal pretends he doesn't know anything about David.
All right, so let's stop right there. So here he brings in Abigail, and the scriptures clearly say God sent Abigail to go talk to David. Now, this is in the Old Testament when God is speaking directly to people, moving people via the Holy Spirit, not indwelled, but moving the Holy Spirit upon them. God sent Abigail to go talk to David. Is that the same in the New Testament, where a wife that's under a husband who's a teacher or an elder, going out from under his headship and going and rebuking other men? I don't think it's even close, especially when you see what's the result of the Abigail situation with David. We're going to see that. Let's move on to minute 26, and we're going to see what was the result. What was God's intent? Was this of God, or was this just of Abigail being a feminist? So that's what Jesse and I were talking about, feminism. Let's see. Let's hear it from Jesse's own words.
God has sent Abigail. Now, either this David was ignorant or deceived, or God has sent Abigail. She had been moved by God to do this, to come to David and to present her supplication to him. And David accepted it, and David said, blessed be thy advice, and blessed be thou, which has kept me this day from coming to shed blood. It wasn't just an acceptance, it was a very happy, a blessed acceptance. Can I accept advice from a woman? If I was about to do some great wrong, like David was, avenging himself, and Abigail came to me, would I have to persevere and just go ahead and avenge myself? Because after all, if I don't, I'll be giving credit to this advice from a woman.
All right, so let's stop right there. So again, Abigail's going to David, called by God to do so. We'll see why God orchestrated all that. Jesse is making excuses for the feminism in his New Testament body with women coming out from under the headship of their husbands that are teachers and elders in some cases, going and rebuking other men, in my case, another teacher. This is not in context the same example of the Old Testament, and we're going to see why God orchestrated all of that. So what this means is, you're going to see that, so this means a woman, Jesse's wife, could come out from under Jesse's headship and go and approach another husband and begin to start talking to him and giving him counsel and advice and teaching him. Is that what they really believe at Living Faith Christian Fellowship? Because I thought 1 Timothy 2 says, Paul, 1 Timothy 2 and 1 Timothy 3 gives the qualifications of the elders. 1 Timothy 2, Paul talks about a woman's place, and in 1 Corinthians 14, the women being silent. But Paul is adamant about a woman not usurping authority, teaching. Yet apparently in LFCF, that's okay because Abigail did it one time in the Old Testament. Foolishness, very bad contextual study. He's using eisegesis. He's going to make it say whatever he wants it to say rather than using good exegesis. Let's keep going on this. So here Jesse goes on to talk more about Abigail. This is minute 27:18.
Was Abigail a feminist? After all, she's trying to give an appeal to a man. Doesn't that mean she's a feminist? Some people would like to think that. But David had enough intelligence to accept it, to embrace it, and profit from the advice, even though it was from a woman.
All right, so again, he is trying to defend the feminism that I called out with Mark's wife contending and rebuking me that the New Testament says she shouldn't be doing, 1 Timothy 2, 1 Corinthians 14, no teaching. All right, we know that Titus 1 and 1 Timothy 3 tell us the qualifications of a teacher and elder. It's not a woman. This is New Testament teaching that Mark and Jesse claim that they uphold, yet here's Jesse defending feminism. So again, any of the women at LFCF can walk up to any man and say, well, God moved me. I'm going to go teach him, correct him, give him advice, give him input outside of her husband. Do they really believe that at Living Faith Christian Fellowship? Apparently they do. Jesse's the deacon. That's exactly what he's teaching. And Mark Bullen's sitting there listening. Remember, Mark couldn't wait to hear what Jesse has to say. I don't hear anybody correcting him. They're wrong on feminism. Women are not to be rebuking, correcting men in the New Testament. Women with husbands, women whose husbands are leaders and teachers. This is sinful, and it is feminism. Feminism is like Eve. She acted out of headship order. Feminism in the body is when a woman oversteps her bounds. Paul's very clear in the role of a woman, helper, and they can work in the ministry, but it's not teaching, rebuking, and correcting men. Living Faith Christian Fellowship is a feminist organization. Hey, let's keep going. Okay, we're going to move on here to about a minute 29, and this is where Jesse is trying to say that I don't accept the Old Testament as a foundation and I reject it. That's a lie, Jesse. You're lying right there. Let's listen.
The foundation of the Old Testament scriptures. Occasionally you come across people who despise them as a foundation, but then the top part of their building is not straight either.
Okay, so he's talking about me because later he's going to name me by name and then say that I don't like the foundation of the Old Testament. That's an absolute lie as long as you're using it in context and rightly divided, which he didn't do with feminism. He didn't do with the Moses comment, one man show. All right? And what you're going to find is that Jesse, through this whole sermon, twists truth, twists what I say on my testing of them. Okay, and he's twisting the scriptures. And one side note before we head off to part two. Mark Bullen, in one of his sermons, called me the prophet of tunic salvation, which is so foolish because I teach the biblical gospel of faith in Christ, repentance, being born from above, holiness and obedience and enduring in the faith. He called me the prophet of tunic salvation because apparently people are asking questions about why do Mark and his sons and all the men and Jesse dress like Baptists in their little skinny pants and suspenders and tucked in shirts. Hey, Jesse, do you accept the foundation of the Old Testament in context? Well, I sent this to Mark. Here's one for you. Genesis 3:21. God put mankind in tunic-like garments, not pants, for all time. Yeah, and it never changed. All right? And I have a whole teaching on that. Do you like that foundation from the Old Testament? I've had to embrace it. I love it. I had it wrong. I had to repent and get it right. How about you guys? When will you repent of looking like independent Baptists and Mennonite men, showing off your butts and your crotches when your women have to cover theirs? What dress hypocrites you are. How about that for your Old Testament foundation, Jesse? On to part two. We're going to keep going line by line, showing you the feminism, the heresy, the twisting of scripture, the false ways, and the hiding from my biblical testing at Living Faith Christian Fellowship. Stay tuned.